Hello, everyone.
Hi, boys and girls. Today we have a very unusual story for you.
That's right. It's a Bible story, in a way.
And in a way it isn't.
I guess we'd better explain, Uncle Dan.
Well, if you look in your Bible in Genesis, chapter 11, verse 4, you'll find a tower mentioned. A tower that was being built by people who didn't worship or love God. Now, the Bible doesn't say very much about what happened, except to tell us that God stopped their project by mixing up the language of the people so that they couldn't understand each other.
Our story today is an account of what it might have been like during the time that the tower was being built and why God chose to stop its progress.
We call it
The Temple Tower.
After the flood, the descendants of Noah continued to live among the mountains where the ark had come to rest. No doubt the sight of the ark, there on the hillside, was very familiar to many boys and girls. Perhaps they even played in the meadow below it. And I imagine they loved to hear great-grandfather Noah tell how God had saved his family and all the animals when the flood came. So it is a little surprising to learn that before long, some of these people who had grown up in the shadow of the ark were already wandering away from God. And so those who desired to forget the God of Noah, the Creator, and his laws, left behind them the mountains with the ark and traveled to the beautiful fertile plain of Shinar to make their home.
Well, gentlemen, look there across towards the river. What a sight! It is a fitting place for our new civilization, don't you think?
Yes, indeed it is, sir.
Then our journey is over. And thank you, Dora, and you too, Kor and Judah, for your able assistance. Now I think it's time for us to be setting our goals, organizing our government. Judah, you especially will be pleased with my plan, I think, since you are perhaps the most religious among us.
Yes.
What I envision is a stupendous, magnificent temple tower to be built in the very midst of our city.
Yes, excellent.
It will be a monument of beauty to our power and wisdom, renowned the world over as the most marvelous structure ever built. Why, its very top will reach the clouds, and there we may escape should another flood come. But more important, gentlemen, we will become the central core of civilization. We will become the leaders of the world.
Ben Heth, you have outdone yourself. It is a marvelous plan.
Yes, it is good, isn't it? And you, Kor, will be in charge of building the tower.
Thank you, sir.
Of course, you will report to me.
Of course.
Judah?
Yes?
I cannot think of a better man than you to be in charge of finances.
Why, thank you, sir.
And you, Dor, you are to be the chief priest of the temple tower. You particularly were unhappy with Noah's rules, so you are to formulate our new ones. Choose what god or gods you will.
The choice is an easy one, Ben Heth. The temple will be dedicated to the famous Marduk, who claims as his kingdom the entire earth.
Judah, governor of finances, wishes to speak.
Good people, you have heard news of the temple tower, which is to be erected at the very center of our city. We know you will want to have a part in its construction. Bring your gifts of gold and precious metals, gems and the like, to the building site by the week's end. They will be used in the adorning of the seventh stage, the shrine to our god Marduk. You will be helping to establish our supremacy in the world. And now, Dor, chief priest of our future temple tower, wishes to speak.
Good people, blessings from Marduk, god of our city and of the world. Marduk wishes to have great gifts from his people. Do not disappoint the great and noble Marduk, king of the gods. Go now, my people, and peace to you.
Dor, my friend, already you're making threats in the name of Marduk.
Not a threat, Judah. Only a suggestion that they cooperate.
I hope power won't go to your head, Dor. I hope you won't be more oppressive than what we've recently left behind.
Oppressive? My dear Judah, you are much too nervous.
Meanwhile, at the home of Abdi Ben-Heth.
My husband, our grandson, is born.
A boy. Oh, Leon, look at him.
He has his mother's mouth and chin.
How is Deborah?
She's fine, Abdi. But of course, her heart is very sad that Jonas could not see his son. Such a pity that he was stricken before he could lay eyes on his child.
I'll go talk to her. Give me the baby. Deborah, my dear daughter, you have given us such a fine boy.
Oh, Father, if only Jonas could...
Ah, Deborah, dear, don't talk of it. This should be a day of happiness. From this day on, we will all start new lives together in our new city. And so, let's name this child Benai, which means builder. Builder of our new hope in the future.
It's a nice thought, Father. Benai it shall be.
And so, life in the new city proceeded. Buildings began to dot the landscape in the beautiful plain of Shinar. And in the very center was the Temple Tower, already looming impressively above the rooftops. Stage after stage of the tower was built, each one in a perfect square, each one smaller than the last, with great staircases jutting up the sides from the ground below. Abdi Ben-Heth rejoiced in the new society which he created, and he delighted in watching Benai grow as the months flew by. Little did he know that all was not well within the walls of the famous Temple Tower.
I tell you, Dor, since Judah is in charge of finances, he's going to get suspicious sooner or later. I don't see how you can hope to keep stealing the temple funds and...
Now, now, Kor, you worry too much. We are just borrowing the money on a permanent basis.
Very funny. But Judah does have access to the records, and someday he's going to discover the missing funds.
Kor, you really do not have an imagination. You do enjoy having the extra money to spend on yourself, don't you?
Of course I do.
Well then, if and when Judah discovers the missing money, you can suddenly find some unreported bills, costs of materials, wages for workers, that sort of thing.
Well, it might work.
Of course it will. And speaking of money, perhaps it is time to call upon the people for more donations.
Are the funds that low?
Only temporarily, my dear Kor, only temporarily. I'll clear it with Judah in the morning. Now that the seventh level is being finished, we'll need more jewels for the shrine.
I don't know, Dor. If we keep this up, Judah is sure to find out.
In the model society of the Tower Builders, the stain of corruption has already begun to seep deeply into its very core. But Abdi Ben-Heth does not yet know of it.
Benai, my lad, your grandpa has to rest.
Oh, Grandpa, be my camel some more. Let me ride some more, please.
Come now, Benai, give your grandpa some rest. It's time for bed anyhow. Give Grandpa a kiss and come along with Mama.
Off you go, lad. Sleep well.
Good night, Grandpa.
Judah, come in.
Thank you, sir.
What can I do for you, my friend?
Well, sir, I really hate to bother you with business matters. I do try to spare you all the day-to-day problems,
come
and I'm
now,
sure that...
Judah, what is the problem?
Well, sir, I have rather conclusive evidence that Priest Dor and Kor have stolen temple funds and have used them for their own purposes.
You're absolutely sure they've done this thing?
Well, reasonably sure, sir. Here, see for yourself.
Oh, this does look bad.
Well, sir, what shall we do?
You've acted wisely in coming to me, Judah. We must keep quiet and hope this will all blow over. We can't afford trouble just now as we're beginning to see the results of our hard work. The tower is nearly finished now. Besides, the people may not be convinced that we were not involved as well.
But I can't help but feel we should do something.
Judah, you're a good man. You always did lean a bit more to our old religion than I. In fact, sometimes I've wondered if you really wanted to break away from our people back in the mountains. Do you miss it?
Well, let's just say, sir, that somehow I think I saw the God of Heaven take more interest in us than Dor's Marduk. It seems to me that if Marduk were any god at all, he'd reprove his priest. Mm.
Soon, Doar made his appeal for more gifts.
Blessings on you, good people, from the great and noble Marduk, who wishes me to convey to you the need for more silver and gold and jewels to adorn the shrine. Look up, good people! From that misty summit, Marduk looks down upon us, and we are blessed. Marduk asks only our generous gifts in return.
Marduk asks or Doar asks.
How can we give more? We've already given all we own.
Yeah, what happened to what we already gave?
Good people, do not anger Marduk.
Yes, oh please. Marduk is good.
We'll bring his wrath down upon us.
Yes, yes, you will. In fact, Marduk has now commanded that a sacrifice be offered to him for these angry words. He is very wroth and requires a child to be offered as a sacrifice. That child there.
And so the first victim of the new, free, happy society was slain. Day after day, Doar plunged on, deeper and deeper into evil, so horrifying that people were terrorized by him. Where was the happiness they had expected? Suddenly, the logic of the new society didn't seem so wonderful.
Marduk's anger is not abated. Your gifts and presents are not yet enough. He has decreed that until his requirements are met, a child shall be sacrificed each day at dawn.
Finally.
Stand aside, Doar. I wish to enter.
Of course, Abdi Ben-Heth, ruler of all the plain.
Doar, how could you do these horrible things? How could you kill children upon the altar of Marduk? How dare you?
Marduk was very upset. He required an offering to lessen his anger.
Marduk was upset. I tell you, Doar, you've gone too far. It is you and your greed that call for blood, not that so-called god of yours. I'll expose you to this entire city, embezzler, cheater, liar, murderer!
And why don't you have me arrested right now? Because you know I can expose you for incompetence. You knew what was going on, but you wanted the power you will have when the Temple Tower becomes the wonder of the world, and we are the center of all the glory. I'm warning you, Ben-Heth, if you bring me down, I'll bring you along with me.
You snake. I'll get you. I promise you that, whether I fall with you or not, I'll get you, Doar.
Abdi Ben-Heth, you will never get me because I'm beating you at your own game. Already I have more power than you.
Look before you, people! Kor, builder of the great tower, stands before you with empty hands. Your gifts are not enough. Everything has been used, and Marduk calls for more. There is but one thing that will appease the great and noble Marduk. Another sacrifice. And only one sacrifice is great enough to appease him this time. Only one child will do, and that child is Bani.
No, no.
Priests, guards, go find Bani, grandson of Abdi Ben-Heth, and bring him to me.
No! Father! Father!
Barbara, my child, what is it?
Father, they've taken Bani.
Who took him?
The priest. They tore him from my arms. Oh, Father, Doar is going to kill him.
Guards! Quickly! Guards! There he is, guards. Up by the altar. Doar! Doar, do not raise your...
your hand to that child.
Marduk has decreed it, Ebdai Benheth.
May the God of heaven judge you, Dor. I see now what Noah meant. There is only one way to freedom. You and your Marduk are imposters.
You are too late, Benheth. I've raised this knife in the name of Marduk, king of the gods.
Benai, come to Grandpa.
Grandpa, Grandpa.
Oh, thank you, God in heaven. Thank you. People, good people. How do I begin? What can I say? I was the one who led you here. I was the one who rebelled against our former life for the new society, the new free civilization. And where are we now, now that we have fallen from God? Are we outcasts from him as we deserve? Are we expelled from the garden, drowned in the flood? No, we are not, for we are still under the loving shadow of his mercy.
Then the Lord came down to see the city and tower which mortal men had built. And he said, "Here they are, one people with a single language. And now they have started to do this. Come, let us go down there and confuse their speech, so that they will not understand what they say to one another." So the Lord dispersed them from there all over the earth, and they left off building the city. That is why it is called Babel, because the Lord there made a Babel of the language of all the world.
And so the schemes of the tower builders ended in shame and defeat. Unable to communicate with each other, work on the tower ceased. The monument to their pride became the memorial of their folly, and men were made to understand there is a righteous God who indeed rules the heavens and the earth.
My, Uncle Dan, that was certainly an exciting story. Was there really a priest, Doar?
Well, of course, Aunt Sue, we don't know the names of anyone living during that time or exactly what they did. The Bible doesn't tell us. But we do know there was a temple tower, and archaeologists feel certain it was an enormous ziggurat tower.
Ziggurat? What's that?
It's a tower like the one in our story, with a square foundation and seven square levels in all. The top level was usually a shrine to one of the popular gods. Bible scholars feel certain that the Tower of Babel shrine was dedicated to the false god Marduk. In Hebrew, the same god is called Baal, and it is well known that human sacrifices were made to Marduk or Baal.
That is a terrible thing, Uncle Dan.
It is terrible, Aunt Sue, but it makes God's plan even more beautiful when we stop to think about it. God sent his own Son as a sacrifice for our sins, so that we could live.
You're right. That is wonderful. And it is true, isn't it, Uncle Dan, that there is only one way to be free?
Yes, Aunt Sue, and that way is to give your heart to the God of heaven, for he is knowledge and truth. He loves us more than we can know. He is the only God of freedom and love. Even his laws are laws of love.